It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy. I'm sitting in for Ernest today on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. I'm sitting here in the BEA beautiful downtown Phoenix studios of the Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com studios. And Freedoms Phoenix is the cornerstone of everything that we do here in this activism center. And I feel so blessed that I get the opportunity to get on the radio and get a chance to talk to you. And what we're going to be talking about today is something that is of absolute utmost importance to me, and that is the Ron Paul Revolution. What I'm going to do here today is a Ron Paul 101 class for all of you, and we're going to talk about what Ron Paul stands for, and we're going to talk about why it's not about the man. The Ron Paul Revolution is not about the man. It's about a set of ideas. Ideas that transgress time. It just goes across the time-space continuum of liberty. If you believe as I do, I'm not a religious man, but I believe in one deity, one God that created me out of love in his own image. And if you believe that if you were born in God's image and you were born free like God is, and that freedom carries through to this life and is not something that can be given or taken away on the whims of men. And I would love to hear from you. I know Ernest doesn't like a lot of calls, and you know he has a lot of things that he just wants to talk about and get focused. But I welcome all the callers at 866-986-6397. The Liberty News Radio call-in number, 866-986-NEWS. And I would love to hear from all of you. And I want to talk about what your feelings are about the Ron Paul Revolution, because I'll tell you what, it's getting fired up again. I waited a little while until I wanted to see what Obama was going to do with all this change. Oh, we got some change, all right. And it's just the change I had anticipated. But it doesn't matter, because the Ron Paul Revolution never stopped being. It's something that is just happening. It's about the ideas of liberty. It's about the idea that we should live our lives as we see fit without government intervention. And if there is a government, which, you know, I'm largely an anarchist, and that's also a sort of a negative connotation word, but it doesn't mean that. It just means I want to have the right to be left alone, to live my life as I see fit, without government intervention. You know, we became the most dominant species on the earth without a government. And I don't see how we need a government today. They've just got us buffaloed into believing that we need government intervention in our lives, or else everything's just going to fall apart. And it's not. And it's just, we're just used to it. We've been conditioned over and over and over. I had a conversation with somebody today that's a friend of mine that was talking about how he got held up in line because someone needed to card somebody for cigarettes. And this is just one of the things that people are being conditioned over and over and over to show me your papers. You know, when you go to the airport, the TSA, you have to take your shoes off. Like, show me your papers, show me everything. And that's not what life is about. We, you know, as a free entity, we should be able to travel about in our own country unencumbered or unmolested by the government. But what's going on day in and day out is this slow, little by little conditioning that we need to show our papers. And Ron Paul is the lone voice in Congress, hopefully not for too much longer, that is saying, enough, we don't need this. You know, and this show to me about the Ron Paul revolution, about the Ron Paul 101, is a challenge to all the listeners. I am challenging you today to take back what is rightfully yours. I am challenging you to stand up for your rights because they are fleeting. You know, they're not gone all the way. And that's the beautiful thing. We still have the freedom of speech in this country. I can still sit here on the radio live and talk about how I think our government is absolutely putting the boots to us, you know, in a myriad ways. We're getting put over a barrel over and over and over every single day in numerous ways, you know, and I have a few questions, and it's, I understand that us, you know, this freedom activists, we sometimes come off a little bit preachy. And I really don't want to come off that way to you. I don't want to, like, preach to you. I get irritated when those people come knocking on my door with the, quote, good news. And a lot of times I'll engage them. However, that's a different story. I don't want to preach to you. I just want to help you understand what is going on in this country. And if we don't act, if we don't do something to better our situation, we're not going to have a future. We are going under a scientific dictatorship that has been brought about by the New World Order. And this is not something new. This is something that has been going on for generation upon generation of people that want to create a one-world government with an oligarchy run by the bankers. And if you look at every single thing that is going on in this country, you will see that that end game, that is coming to fruition right now. And we do a lot of bitching and hollering and whatever, but I think these are absolutely very interesting times to be alive in, because there's a lot of people that got to cruise through the American experience and really enjoy it. You know, and there's always been ups and downs, but these are really interesting times to be alive. These are the days that will try men's souls. But I wrote up a few questions that I wanted to ask of the listeners here of Liberty News Radio. And they're hard questions, and they're intense questions. But I want you to understand that I don't bring these questions to you in a spirit of antagonism or of rancor. I like humans. I like people. I like what, you know, everything. I was a former nurse, and I got in trouble for possessing marijuana. I have never hurt another soul in my life. I've been a libertarian for a long time. You know, I bought the marijuana with my own money, and I got caught with it. But then again, they took my whole career for it. But the thing is, there's certain things that they cannot take from me, and that's my spirit. But I ask of you, don't you understand that the hour is late? Don't you understand what is being done in your name? Don't you understand that our government is not, nor has it been for a long time, a government of the people, by the people, for the people, as required by the Constitution? Don't you understand that you and your families are being targeted by our government every bit as much as the Iraqis, Iranians, Afghanis, Venezuelan, and Pakistanis? Don't you understand that the orchestrated financial crisis, fake climate change, socialized healthcare, and all the other various crises that have been manufactured in order to bring about the New World Order via the problem reaction solution stratagem? Don't you understand that the New World Order is comprised of the banking and corporate elite who will stop at nothing to create a one-world, 1984-styled scientific dictatorship to be run by them. Don't you understand that this conspiracy is not a theory, but an agenda that has been going on for generations, for hundreds of years? And I want you to understand that the bottom line of all of this is eugenics. Eugenics means they want to control the amount of people that are in the world. And when we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, my name is Jet Lacy, J-E-T. We're going to go into this in a much, much deeper detail, and I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-866-986-6397. And we'll get right back into the Ron Paul Revolution when we get back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. Love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old. We've been fighting a long time, and we've all lost so very much, so many loved ones gone. You're not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance. You are the resistance to the tyranny that is the federal government and the New World Order. There's a lot of people that are afraid to talk about the New World Order because, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Again, that's what I was saying. Don't you understand that this is not just a theory, but an agenda that is being played out against you, me, all of our families, and everybody involved in this world? This is a worldwide agenda in order to bring about a one-world government in a pseudo-scientific dictatorship that treats us like cattle, like property. That's what all this stuff is about. That's what global warming is about. It's about ruining industry and creating famine worldwide in order to bring our numbers down. And if you look on the Drudge Report today, I don't have the listings in front of me. I did print them out for another show. But the Chinese are saying population control is the number one requirement for them to sign on to this Copenhagen agreement that everybody's meeting about. Everything is about decreasing the population. We do not have a population problem in this world. We do not have a global warming population in this world. What we do have is the elites saying that you, me, and everybody are fouling up the very air that they breathe because they own everything lock, stock, and barrel. And that's a really hard pill to swallow. I understand that. I understand that that is a very, very difficult concept to wrap your mind around because we don't think like that. Most people just want to live their lives and be left alone to do whatever they want to do. But these people have nothing but fabulous amounts of wealth. There is nothing that will turn them on that they could possibly purchase. The only thing that they understand, the only thing that turns their screw is power. And it's power over me and you and to make money off of us. This is slavery. And I can't stress this enough to you that this is a setup for slavery. If you don't want to be a slave, and if you don't want to live your life under a scientific dictatorship, you better wake up because it's coming. And this is their end game. We were able to live in peaceful coexistence for a long time. But anytime you have a parasite, which is the New World Order, their words, not mine, it's the New World Order that is the parasite on society. And the society is getting to where we cannot keep up. The New World Order is a parasite on our very jugular vein, and we are losing the ability to maintain homeostasis. And in order to, there's one point at which a parasite either has to jump to another parasite or die with the host that it's sucking off of. Well, this parasite, the New World Order, is trying to jump to the whole world as its parasite, as its, you know, the world will be its host. And we cannot allow that to happen. This is a very important time in human history, a time when they have to show themselves. The New World Order has to show themselves in order to switch hosts from the United States and a bunch of other smaller countries with a lot of resources to the whole world as its host. And when they have to switch, that's when they're vulnerable. If we don't stand up, then we are not going to succeed. And I understand that this is, again, this is a very difficult thing to swallow. But the man at the very, very forefront of this movement for us is Ron Paul. And I want to clarify something, and I want to make one thing very, very clear to you. That this is not about one man. This is about a set of ideas. This is about an idea of liberty, of individual liberty, and that's the only way any society has ever been successful in the history of mankind, when you protect the liberty of the individual. Because creativity is the cornerstone of a successful society. And you have to be free in order to be creative. And in order to be creative, when you're free to be creative, you create the next whatever, you know, Slinky. I don't care what we're talking about. The next light bulb, the next spaceship that's going up. There's all kinds of spaceships going up. And Ernest talks a lot about Burt Rutan and, you know, the Virgin Galactic people and how they're, you know, government is so yesterday when it comes to space exploration. There's two orbiting space stations right now in the, you know, going around the Earth that you will never hear about on the mainstream news, but you hear about every shuttle delay. And that's just the farcicalness of it. It's the ridiculousness of the mainstream media, because they are not giving you the information that is vital to understanding what's really going on in the world. That's why I spend the time here on Liberty News Radio when I do get the chance to do Ernie's show, because I feel that since you guys already are the resistance, you're already looking at another way of getting your news and information, that you must be able to think a little bit outside the box. So, you know, there's a lot of people in this world I don't waste my voice on. I don't waste my time. But, you know, I just want you to know that the bottom line about all this, what's going on with the New World Order, is eugenics. And I want you to understand that. And don't you know that the answer to 1984 is 1776? And the original Ron Paul Revolution was just the beginning. Revolutions always begin in the mind. And the second American Revolution is already well underway. Now, John Adams said something that really, really points out exactly how I feel about the situation. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments, of their duties and obligations. This radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affectations of the people was the real American Revolution. The war came later. The war was a result of a numerous people in the colonies saying they had emotionally distanced themselves, separated themselves from the king and the king's government. And that's exactly what's going on in this country right now. I already have disassociated myself with the goings-on of the federal government. It's been too long. It's been a long train of insults and usurpations. If you take the Declaration of Independence and you replace King George III with the federal government, you find basically the same document and the same amount of, reality and the same amount of what is going on in the situation right here in America. When we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, we're going to talk and why it's about ideas, not about the man. And we'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Let's get ready to rumble!
What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq?
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy. I'm sitting in for Ernest today, and I was playing the speech that is What If? And that is a speech that Ron Paul delivered on the House floor. What if everything that we're doing is wrong? What if our intervention into foreign policy and our intervention into the economy is wrong? What if everything that is being done in our name is not being done in a proper and upright fashion? We are no longer the good guys riding in on a white horse and a 10-gallon hat to save the day. And I mean that with all sincerity. Do you understand what is being done in your name? Do you understand that this country that was created out of such a fantastic idea has been turned around into something ugly and destructive? The only person in the whole Congress that is pointing that out on a day-by-day basis is Ron Paul. And again, this show is not about Ron Paul. It's about ideas. It's about liberty. It's that easy. People just don't get it. We have been conditioned over and over and over again to hand over our papers, to give up a little bit of our liberty for the greater good. And at what point does the greater good detrimental to the individual? At what point? You know, I just get so upset that there's only one man in this country that's willing to stand up and say what needs to be said. And all he's talking about is the ideas of liberty, that is the right thing to do each and every time, no matter what. And it just upsets me so much that there's so many people in our country that are so easily paid off and bought off and just willing to just sacrifice their fellow man for nothing. For nothing. And it just upsets me so much. And then there's one man, this kind, you know, grandfatherly man that just speaks the truth and has never stopped. Never stopped. And that's why I support the Ron Paul Revolution. I don't know. There's many of you out there, I don't know, that maybe you'll understand that the Ron Paul Revolution started right here in Phoenix, Arizona with Ernest Hancock. Ernest Hancock created the Ron Paul Revolution logo, the Lovolution. And I'll tell you what, that sign, those signs that I saw here in Phoenix, Arizona, I am only geographically lucky that I live where I live, that I happened to join a meetup group, and I fell into the most powerful activism group that I could ever imagine. I don't think New York City has a more powerful activism group than I do. And it's not a group per se, it's a bunch of individuals acting on their own best behalf. I'm not here to advocate for, I'm here for my own liberty. I want my own freedom. I want to live my life as I see fit. But the fact of the matter is, and that's what makes it a benevolent fight, is that in order to fight for my liberty, if I have my own liberty and you all out there don't have your own liberties, what good does it do me? It does me no good at all. I'm an island under myself. So we need to fight for every single person's liberties to live their lives as they see fit, and we all benefit. And Ron Paul is the only one out there doing exactly that, and he has not changed since he decided to run for Congress on August 15th, 1971, when Richard Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard. You know, let me just tell you a little bit about Ron Paul. Ron Paul has never voted to raise taxes. He has never voted for an unbalanced budget. He has never voted for a federal restriction on gun ownership. He has never voted a raise in congressional pay. He has never taken a government-paid junket. He has never voted to increase the power of the executive branch. He voted against the Patriot Act. He has voted against regulating the internet, and he voted against the Iraq War, and he stands for those things today. He is known by his colleagues in Congress as Dr. No, because he always votes against those things that he doesn't believe in. And I'll tell you what, he is going to vote against his own, the first piece of legislation that he will have had passed, the audit the Fed bill, because it's wrapped up in this a whole bunch of other stuff that's a bunch of crap. And you know, he's like, I'm not going to vote for something that's 2 or 3% good and 98 to 97% crap. So he's poised to vote against his own bill as the first piece of legislation that he ever got passed, period. Because our other congressional members don't want to hear that. They want to inflate the currency. They want to spend as much as they can because that's what gets them constituents. And these days are rapidly coming to an end. I mean, just today, Ron Paul, actually it was yesterday, he put in a bill, he introduced a bill for, it's the Free Competition in Currency Act. And I'm going to read to you a little bit of his speech, why when he was introducing it, and why it is so important. And it speaks volumes about where Ron Paul is coming from. He said, Madam Speaker, I rise to introduce the Free Competition in Currency Act of 2009. Currency, or money, is what allows civilization to flourish. In the absence of money, barter is the name of the game. If a farmer needs shoes, he must trade his eggs and milk to the cobbler and hope that the cobbler needs eggs and milk. Money makes the transaction process far easier. Rather than having to search for someone with reciprocal wants, the farmer can exchange his milk and eggs for an agreed-upon medium of exchange with which he can purchase shoes. This medium of exchange should satisfy certain properties. It should be durable, that is to say, it does not wear out easily. It should be portable, that is, easily carried. It should be divisible into units, usable for everyday transactions. It should be recognizable and uniform so that one unit of money has the same properties as every other unit. Does that make sense? Does that help you understand what we're going for here? Real money, not made-up fiat money printed out of thin air. We get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. We're going to jump back into...
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy, J-E-T. I'm sitting in for Ernest today. We're having a great time talking about the Ron Paul Revolution. I'm getting fired up. I'm going to play a little bit of something for you, just 1 minute long, and then we're going to get back and talk about it. Here we go.
We now are a nation known to start war. We feel compelled because of our insecurity that we have to go over and attack these countries to maintain our empire. We have over 700 bases. We are in 130 countries, and they're talking about bombing Iran. It is such a dramatic change from what is truly American and truly constitutional.
I don't want to run the world. The Constitution doesn't give me the authority to run the world. We ought to mind our own business is what we need to do. This is a continuation of a revolution. It is a peaceful revolution. It's up to you to spread this message around this country. This is an American cause. It's a cause of freedom. There's something going on in this country, and it's big. Spread the message. Thank you.
That's just an amazing, amazing speech. That was part of the For Liberty movie, and I'm sure Ernest has talked to you about it on his afternoon show. I do a lot of shows on his morning show on the Republic Broadcast Network, but, you know, it's a big deal for me to get to do his afternoon show here on Liberty News Radio. And getting back to what Ron Paul was talking about in that, you know, John F. Kennedy said, those who make a peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And those words are true. I mean, he gave his life up for that. There's many of us that believe that way, that it wasn't a lone gunman acting alone. There was he had written an executive order that allowed the government to create its own money again, therefore bypassing the Federal Reserve. And it wasn't 3 or 4 months later that he was dead. And that executive order never came to fruition. And those are the types of things in this country that we really, really need to take a long, hard look at. You know, he was maybe the last president in this country that had a mind of his own. If you look at our current president, I mean, they're all manufactured. They're all brought in because they're willing to sell their souls. I mean, Barack Obama, it's not about him. I'm not angry with him. I just know that he's doing the bidding of somebody else. You know, I don't hate the guy. He's a great speaker. He's smooth as silk. But he, you know, he's a one-term congressman in the state Senate of Illinois. He was a one-term senator that didn't he served 2 years of his term in the state of Illinois in the U.S. Senate. Now he's president. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that this guy isn't manufactured because he gave one good speech at the 2004 Democratic National Convention? You know, you got to look at the things like his first job out of college was with Kissinger and Associates. And Henry Kissinger is the one that's always blathering on about, you know, how we need a new world order. And, you know, he's just a symptom of the problem. He's just willing to be the face, you know, the human face of a very inhumane plan. Now, I'd love to hear from you today on Liberty News Radio, the call-in number, 1-866-986-6397, 866-986-NEWS. And I understand that Ernest doesn't take a lot of calls, but I'm not Ernest, and I'm not trying to be Ernest, because he's got this vast wealth of knowledge and information that I just don't have. But I'm at the point in my awakening that I really, really want to talk to the people and engage them. I don't care about where someone is coming from. I feel that I may have something to learn from them. So we're talking again about the Ron Paul Revolution and why Ron Paul 2012 is the most important thing going. And I'm telling you right here, right now, the Ron Paul Revolution started in Phoenix, Arizona with Ernest Hancock. And I'm throwing my hat in the ring. I'm dedicating my life to the Ron Paul 2012 because you have seen nothing yet. If Ron Paul, he didn't want to run the first time. It was Ernest and all these people around the country that saw what Ron Paul stood for. And they said, we need you. You are the one that is going to run. It was Ernest Hancock and all the people here in Phoenix, Arizona, that started the Ron Paul Revolution and urged him to do what was done in 2008. And I guarantee you, right now in 2012, if we still have a nation to save, if there's a republic that is still savable, the only person fit and suited for that job is Ron Paul. And we're going to talk a lot about what Ron Paul is about and where he is coming from. And I just hope that you can get this around your mind that this isn't really about Ron Paul. It's about a set of ideas. It's about a set of libertarian doctrine that celebrates the individual. It's a festival of the individual. It is the exaltation of the individual because the individual is what makes this world great. It's what makes this world fantastic. It's your life. It's your choice how to lead it and how to run it. It's what makes all of the great inventions. It's what makes all of the great art. It's what makes all of the great music is a free individual that is willing to act on their own behalf, that is willing to share what is in their heart with their fellow man. And we have been so squelched and put down and like forced into this collectivist belief that just doesn't mean rip. It's not what makes a society great. It's what tears down a society from within. And it's always the people that want to make money off of your back, off of your blood, sweat, and tears. And if you don't understand those concepts, these are people that want to take and take and take from you until you have nothing more to give. And then they don't care. They're just cast you aside when there's nothing left for you to give. You know, we're entering into a scientific dictatorship, and it's so ugly and it's so scary. You know, we talk a lot about here at Freedom's Phoenix that we have no fear. We're awful darn concerned. We're worried. We're not afraid because we're going to stand up trembling with fear, you know, with concern against this behemoth, this huge, you know, group of people that have like astronomical amounts of money that want nothing but to enslave us and make us their property and their possessions. And when I say us, I mean you. You think you're going to be one of the 500 million that's left on this earth? Chances are pretty low. This is all about decreasing the population because the technology has risen to the level of the fact that in order for these people to maintain their lifestyles on this earth, they don't need all of us, quote, worthless eaters fouling up their air and ruining their environment. So if you really think about it in those terms, they feel that you don't have the right to a life. They want you gone. They think of you as a cockroach fouling up their earth. Well, is that the way you feel about yourself? That's not the way I feel about myself. I don't, you know, you got Al Gore with a 20,000 square foot house saying that we need to change, you know, all these carbon emissions. Where when you look at the Renaissance, it was another period of warming in this earth. And when you have more carbon dioxide in the air, you have more plant life because that's what plants eat. And when you have more plants, you have more animals that eat plants because they have more to eat. And therefore, you have more predators that eat the animals that eat plants. And so the whole world, the whole life cycle is bloomed and enhanced in a warmer earth. And this global warming thing is all about killing industry. It's all about killing, you know, the right for you to work and the ability for you to build things in order to create wealth for yourself. So if you understand those basic concepts, you understand where these people are coming from, because they don't care about you. They want you gone. When we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, we're going to talk more. We're going to have maybe some surprise guests jump in, some more activists that have been at the forefront of the Ron Paul Revolution. And we're going to talk about these things and what the Ron Paul Revolution means to them. And I hope to hear from you at 1-866-986-6397, 866-986-NEWS, on the Liberty News Radio call-in. We got Josh ready to take your calls, and we're going to talk about this stuff. I really would love to hear from you, and let's do this thing. Let's work on this thing together. When we get back, we're going to jump right into it again. We'll be right back.